Ralph, it feels like a point gained rather than two lost, because I thought Crystal Palace were very good for a large part of the game.
Yes, it was exactly the game I expected that it is. It was very difficult after 10 days no game to come in the rhythm. First half we had huge problems to create chances against a very good organized team. They make it with less risk, try to play immediately long, don't give the chance to lose the ball or to win the ball very early. And so we had to show a next part of our game, the game in ball possession, and therefore we need patience. And I think the players had patience, sometimes more than the crowd. So that's what I need for the future, is a development also outside the pitch, that they are waiting and they are pushing us, but not putting pressure on us. And I know that it sometimes looks difficult and looks, sloppy, for example, but it isn't. We try to find the space, we try to find the gap that is open for a short time, and I think the goal showed it perfect what we wanted to do. We wanted to prepare this situation, to create the chance, and that is against such an opponent for every team a really, really big challenge. But I think the goal showed that we can wait for this moment, and I think therefore we deserve to take this point today.
I think there were times when Danny Ings and Nathan Redmond were surrounded by five players, two or three midfielders in front, two or three behind. Very hard to get any service to them tonight.
Yes, absolutely. It's not the perfect game for him. I think there's nearly no space for his speed. After we switched second half to a 4-2-2-2, we had one player more in the red zone, and that creates a little bit more problems for Crystal Palace, but you always have to pay attention because they have so good counter-attack players, and that makes it so difficult to play against them. A good balance between taking risk in front or defending as a strong team is not so easy, but I think it was a very, very important point for us.
Psychologically, it seemed to help the players when you went for what I thought was a 4-3-3, but 4-2-2-2 in the second half. Do you wish you'd maybe done it earlier? Because I thought Palace stopped trying to score really after about an hour. Did you feel you could have pushed earlier, or was that too dangerous?
I think the right moment was the moment we tried it. Maybe can be a little bit early, but you must pay attention, because this team waits exactly for this moment, and as long as it's 0-1, the game is open, if I want to say. So we knew that one goal for us can make a complete change in the game, and it doesn't matter when we score this goal. And so I think we did good substitutes today, make the turnaround against such an opponent in such a game, it's I think a good next step in our development.
And as we said on Monday, they're a very difficult team, and actually not losing the game at least keeps that unbeaten run going, and coming from behind at least gives the players some momentum going into Saturday.
Absolutely, I think this was very important. We are unbeaten 2019, and because of our character, of our mentality, and also because of our development, I think we know that it's still a long way to go, but I think the team showed that they can improve better, and they're learning very quick. And I think for us, it's against the direct opponent, against the relegation zone, it's a very, very big point.
Final question from me. There is only 24 hours left and a little bit now of the transfer window. Have you got any time for it, or are you going to just be busy worrying about Burnley? Are you expecting to bring any players in? That's what people are going to want to know.
We have still the chance to bring players in, but it's not so easy in the winter, because it's normal, the good players, the clubs don't want to give them away. But we have a few options. Maybe if it doesn't happen tomorrow, then maybe for the summer.
And you'll be happy if you keep the squad you've got?
Absolutely.
Even don't build on it?
Absolutely. I think they showed that they can do better than they did in the beginning of the season. And so I think we have good energy and a good atmosphere in the moment in the squad, and that's what we need in the moment.